We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
12:50 a.m. The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. Good morning, everybody. Live in the Lakeland University studios, online or in person. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Coming up a little later, coming up in like 2 minutes, some breaking news happening just before we got on the air today. I don't think that's ever happened. Someone tweeted me already, it is the end of times. Yeah, rarely do we get breaking news. I think there was one day where the Smith brothers both signed during the show. That was exciting. Other than that, yeah, pretty much nothing ever happens during the 6 to 10 hours. There's overnight news. There's a lot of 10:02 news. The Brewers, I've noticed, they send a lot of press releases out at 10:01. And if you could do that like 9:50, that'd be fun. Like, so I'm on the air instead of reading it where I take meetings after the show every day. The bath. I do want to tell you guys that this is one of those days, you know, when you know something's coming up, you're like doing the show, but you're in the back of your head, you're thinking of what's coming up. Rami Makhlouf's coming up at 9 o'clock, and Rami and I have been kind of like back and forth lately, me jumping on his afternoon show, him on this show. So I promoted his appearance, and the promo aired during his show. This was the promo that aired during his show. And, hey, it'll also help promo what's coming up today.
The Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Coming up Thursday morning, will this be a new era of Packer football, or will it be another run-it-back situation? Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com at 8:15. And Rami Makhlouf will say dumb stuff for ratings at 9 o'clock. Check us out weekday morning, 6 to 10 on The Fan.
Okay, so that aired during a show, and he didn't like that. And then he got what may be one of the better Bart Winkler impressions out of his system. This was Rami yesterday.
But if somebody was to come on these airwaves and say dumb stuff for ratings and to get people to like him, would it be the guy who came on here last week and told y'all, guys, the Packers might lose. The Packers might lose this game for all the heat and all the flack and all the shrapnel that guy would take for saying such a thing in the lead up to a playoff game? Is that the guy who's saying things for ratings and to get people to like him? Or is it the guy who every time one of the local teams goes to the playoffs comes on here and goes, they're going to win a championship, everybody. They're going to win a championship. I have no doubt they're going to win a championship. I'm going to put chairs on the lawn because they're going to win a championship. Which guy? Which guy sounds like he's saying stuff for ratings and he's just saying what people want to hear?
Wow.
His Bart Winkler impression sounds like D.A.
Right before we come on?
Yeah, sounds like D.A.
One of the local teams goes to the playoffs, comes on here and goes, they're going to win a championship, everybody. They're going to win a championship. I have no doubt they're going to win a championship. I'm going to put chairs on the lawn because they're going to win a championship.
All right, mocking the chairs bit. That's a little offensive to me because he was a part of that, and we had that Bucks run together. That was the height of Rami and I's friendship.
Yeah, well, it seems like it's taking a downhill spiral quick.
Yeah, it's definitely in a valley right now. That was a peak. and it's definitely in a valley. I also don't think he liked, I said he had CTE yesterday, and I don't think that he heard that and didn't like it.
Rami, like, what's Rami's excuse?
He's a Bears fan.
Rami's got CTE, only the C stands for cannabis.
That's what I'm saying.
Jeez. How stupid can you be? Like, how stupid can one person be?
All right, so that'll be at 9 o'clock later this morning. Rami Makhlouf and Bart Winkler. And, of course, we are best of friends, but we are just driving it up for ratings. No, I got real issues with Rami. The Josh Allen list, notwithstanding, I just think that this Hall of Fame thing, I just want these guys to get in because they were important to the sport. But if you're, like, so adamant against it, it's like, find something better to do with your time. That's what I say. 414-799-1250, the breaking news, Nathaniel Hackett's the head coach of the Broncos. That reported this morning by Tom Pelissero. So instead of the story, the story in Denver isn't even like, oh, what can this guy do? And the story here isn't, well, who could replace him? The story in both is, hey, wait a minute. If Nathaniel Hackett was in Green Bay and now he's in Denver, does that mean Rodgers and Devontae will be in Denver? That's what Denver's doing. That's what we're doing. 414-799-1250. Let's get to Andy in Heartland. What's up, Andy?
How's it going, guys?
I'm okay. I mean, one of my better friends is assaulting me verbally, but I'm fine.
Yeah, that was that impression was so bad it was funny.
Ah. Kind of like this whole show in general, yeah.
Well, no, it's entertainment.
Okay.
You know, that's why we listen. And we get a chance to, you know, engage with that entertainment.
Yeah.
So it's a great time.
Yeah, thank you.
But Lambeau Field is melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing is blowing down. So bye-bye, Aaron Rodgers. Bye-bye, Devontae. There's no way that Aaron Rodgers comes back because Nathaniel Hackett's gone. He said he doesn't want to be part of a rebuild. How can this not be part of a rebuild if you're going to get a different offensive coordinator? And the thing is, like you said, they didn't even fire their special teams coach, for God's sake. Yeah. I mean, what are they waiting for?
Yeah, so I would say I'm not worried because we all know they're going to fire Maurice Drayton. But at some point, like, they're not. I mean, if you keep them long enough, they're not going to fire him on February 8th.
Right. They're probably just going to give him a different side job with the Packers.
Yeah, if you're going to get rid of the guy. The guy went to the podium and told you in November, he said, the problems affecting us now will not affect us in December and January. And he's right, because they actually got worse. So I guess he's right. They got worse.
Why don't they just promote him to offensive coordinator?
Yeah, what about Maurice Drake?
There you go.
Yeah.
See, the thing that gets me is that I don't know how LaFleur, because we haven't heard from Gutekunst yet or anybody, how in the heck right now with Hackett gone, you can't bring Aaron Rodgers back even if you wanted to. You can't bring Devontae back even if you wanted to. There's no way. He'd have to play for nothing. Okay?
Rodgers?
Even with Devontae, even if they do franchise tag him, which I think if they did that, he's just going to sit out. And then if he's going to sit out, then there goes Aaron anyway. So it's all.
They can bring him back. There is stuff they can do with the cap. It's still, though, whatever team they're going to have next year, if it is with Devontae and Rodgers, it will be worse than the team that they had this year. They will be missing a lot of guys.
Well, yeah, because even with Devontae and Rodgers, your defense is gone. What is it, five? Defensive starters or free agents?
Yeah.
Something like that?
What about, is bringing Rodgers back without Devontae an option? Because it seems like Rodgers doesn't want that. Rodgers, we know how focused he is on Devontae during games, but when he was talking to McAfee the other day, the only player he mentioned in his, like, thought process was Devontae. Rodgers really does not seem like he wants to play without Devontae.
And look at the wins when Devontae's not playing. They're 4-0. Rodgers has great games. He hits all the different receivers because he has to. It makes him a better quarterback when Devontae is not there, for the most part, especially in crucial games. So last year, I think I mentioned this, the NFC Championship game against Tampa Bay, he missed Lazard wide open in the end zone on that final goal line play when he threw to Devontae into triple coverage on like a side flat route, which was completely covered. And he had, again, Lazard wide open in the end zones with his hands up like, here I am. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think he's coming back. I mean, I really personally, how can you bring Rodgers back if nobody else on the team is going to be there?
Well, because even the NFC, like the NFC's, even if the Packers are worse, the NFC's going to be worse.
Well, yeah, but I mean, do we want to just, you know, tread water again and say, oh, well, Aaron had a great game and whatever. But I don't, can you explain to me how they could keep both Devontae and Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, so they'd have to franchise tag Devontae, and then Rodgers, even if he doesn't take a pay cut, they're going to cut, like, I mean, they're going to lose Crosby and Amos and Zadarius and probably Billy Turner and other guys.
Well, that's what I mean. So that's a rebuild, and Rodgers said he doesn't want to be in a rebuild.
But, I mean, you still have Bakhtiari, you'd still have Elgton Jenkins, you'd still have, I don't know.
Well, Bakhtiari, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be, Mr. Negative, but he's not going to be the same ever again.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. He talked about after that Lions game, his leg filled up with fluid again, which is, like, bad. I don't know. It's not good. To not have Bakhtiari these last two playoffs was a killer.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, to me, there's no way. And plus, not only that, you lost your offensive coordinator. Now you're going to lose all your defensive starters. It's a rebuild. He doesn't want to be a part of it. And Devontae doesn't want to be franchise tag. So he's not going to play. If they franchise tag him, I probably guarantee he's not going to come back and play, especially if Aaron Rodgers isn't there.
Wow.
Out of here, this is, you know
what I think of in the back of my head, Andy, is, you know, sometimes there's people that are getting out of bed and they just don't want to do it today. They don't want to go to work and they got to find enough strength. So they turn on the radio and hope that maybe, just maybe, they'll crack a smile. And then this is one of the most depressing calls we've ever had.
Well, it's true.
It's all true. That's the problem. Okay. It's all true.
But hey, at some point you've got to turn to the future, and that future probably isn't with Jordan Love. But if you can get anything for Aaron Rodgers, maybe you get a first round pick. You know, maybe you get a player trade or something of value. But we've got to move on. You may as well sign this defense. The thing is, get this defense back. Let Aaron and Devontae go. Get this defense back and have a strong running game. And maybe you can coach Jordan Love just to be a game manager. And then let your running game and let your defense do the job for you. And get your special teams back on track, for God's sake.
Yeah, we got a lot to work out, Andy. Thanks, buddy. Good to hear from you.
Thanks.
414-799-1250. You want something real depressing? I found this, another website. I don't know where I'm finding these websites. I'm like, I've read so much internet that now I'm on websites I've never heard of. What was the website I mentioned before? The Gilded Truffle? I don't even know. This one is sportscasting.com. Sportscasting.com has a list of the six best candidates to replace Aaron Rodgers as starting quarterback in 2022. Now, they put for an honorable mention Deshaun Watson. I don't want to do that. I can't. We can't do that. Don't even. I can't. But he would be like the best player out of all these. Number six. Packers could trade Rodgers to the Browns. We get Baker Mayfield back. I ain't ready for Baker. Look, I thought this guy was QB1 coming out of that draft class. Wrong. Not right about that. And I know there's the Favre comparisons. You know, he plays like a wild man. I meant to play wrong. Plays like a wild man, and he recreated that picture. But Baker, there's been times this season where he has just looked so bad. I'm not going through that. If you're going to give me Baker, you might as well give me Jordan Love. Might as well see what we drafted. Number five, who could replace Rodgers via free agency? Teddy Bridgewater. I love Teddy as much as the next guy. He is not as good as I thought he could be, so I don't really need him. Marcus Mariota is a free agent at number four. Ah, boy. I mean, this is the future. I guess this is the future, huh? I mean, these names they're not remarkable. So this is what it's like when you don't have a Hall of Fame quarterback. You're one of these guys. Number three on the list is Jordan Love. Number two is Jameis Winston. And then number one, this article says would be the best replacement and most realistic, is Gardner Minshew via trade with the Eagles. So instead of, you know, we just had 16 years of Aaron Rodgers. Next year, your starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, Baker Mayfield, Teddy Bridgewater, Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston, Gardner Minshew. Would I rather have any of those guys, Toby, than Jordan Love? If at that point, I'm just going to have Jordan Love.
Yeah, I agree. I don't understand.
Like, you can bring, like, Jameis Winston in here. He ain't going to start.
I saw someone else that said Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, he's on that list. I don't want him.
No. And I want to disagree with Andy. I think there are ways for the Packers to put a roster around Aaron Rodgers if he comes back and Devontae Adams that they're not in a rebuild. I think Packers fans, especially these last couple seasons, you've gotten accustomed to having a roster where every single player that starts is either average to above average. That's just not the case with the majority of teams in the NFL. It doesn't mean that you're in a rebuild, though. You can have guys. I mean, you lose one of the Smith brothers. Rashawn Gary steps in. That's why the draft is going to be paramount. That's why finding some bargain guys again. Like, I don't think you can find contributors again like you did in Rasul Douglas and Devondre Campbell for the price you did. I think that's a one-off thing, and that's why losing this season I think is so frustrating, is they were really special, and you expected them to possibly, you know, be a part of it, and having them for that cheap was part of the reason that they should have won it this year. But just because you don't have studs at every position on the defensive side of the ball, just because you don't have studs everywhere on offense, doesn't mean that you're in the middle of a rebuild. If you've got Devontae Adams, Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon on the offensive side of the ball, and then you look on the defensive side, you're still going to have Jair, you're still going to have probably one of the Smiths, you're still going to have Kenny Clark, Darnell Savage, Eric Stokes, you're still going to have players. I don't think that they're going into a rebuild, and I think there is a legitimate way for the Packers to get under the cap and still bring those guys back, and I think that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to go into a rebuild. If they have Rodgers, they won't like have Rodgers and a bunch of nobodies. They still will be able to have a lot of good guys, and they'll be worse than they are this year. But I don't think, like, in the NFC, the division still sucks. I like Justin Fields, but they're not ready. You know, and they all got new leadership at the top, the Bears and the Vikings. And the Lions, I mean, maybe they'll win 6 or 7 games and improve. That'll be a nice year for them. But the NFC is so wide open, and so is the NFC North, that if you have Aaron Rodgers, I mean, you're still going to win. You're still going to win a bunch of games, even if the team's a little depleted. But it's in the postseason where they're not winning, which is, I think, why a lot of us are frustrated and trying to figure out, okay, well, what do you do here? What's next? Saw a great tweet came in before. It's from Scott. He says, Aaron Rodgers, can't win the Super Bowl with him, can't win the regular season without him. And to those that think, like I think Brian Gutekunst was the one guy that was going to get through a playoff loss this year without taking any heat. And I don't think he should. He built a very good roster. And I did hear, there were a couple calls on Monday or Tuesday it was, where people had said, you know, Goody, like, he found Devondre Campbell. He found Rasul Douglas. He can do that again. that's like the tallest of orders. He found a linebacker that he got for $2 million that was an all-pro. And then he found a practice squad guy that ended up like having a bunch of game-changing plays. You can maybe find someone close to the production of one of them. Maybe. He's not going to find two again. Everything pointed to this being a Super Bowl run. And for it to crash so suddenly is very, very hard to still deal with 5 days later. 414-799-1250. Dave is in Cudahy. Happy Thursday, Dave.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Dave.
I still don't understand what is this heavy aversion to Jordan Love. I didn't hear or catch the writer for that article that you just read.
Oh, that's probably a bot. I don't know. I don't even know where I'm finding these articles.
But seriously, how is he not the number one option to replace at this point? Unless you're getting someone that has franchise potential or is kind of in that middling stage of, like, elite quarterbacks and, you know, very, very good quarterbacks. I mean, what, like Derek Carr? There's no reason not to have Jordan Love be the number one guy going forward. We shouldn't even be trying to talk about Gardner Minshew being the next Packers starter.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they'd have to probably bring in somebody unless Kurt Benkert's going to be QB2. But if Rodgers is gone, the job is Jordan Love's, at least for a full season.
There won't even be a quarterback competition. You know what I mean? Like, there's just no chance. And I feel very confident in what Jordan Love can bring. I think he is still a little raw, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying he's, you know, going to be a Hall of Famer either, but I like what I see out of Jordan Love. I think he had very little to work with over the course of the season, at least, you know, film-wise of what, you know, we saw out of Jordan Love. But especially towards the end of those games that he did play, he gave you some pretty good play that I think Jordan Love can be successful in a Packers uniform.
Yeah, what's interesting is that when he got drafted, there were a lot of people that were kind of excited to see what he could do, and then he played one game, and I think those same people have decided he sucks and will never be good ever. The narrative on Jordan Love is, I mean, it changes quite a bit despite him rarely... we've barely seen him even in the preseason. He was hurt. We have no tape on Jordan Love.
I've never seen a draft pick garner so much hate for no reason.
I don't know. Rodgers, this happened to Rodgers, though.
Yeah, but at least Rodgers was expected to be a number one draft pick. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there was a fair amount of people that were like, well, Rodgers does have a future in the NFL. People were like, Jordan Love was a third-round draft pick.
Yeah.
I'm going a little mad. I'm going insane.
That's okay. I don't really know what to tell you. I want to, like, I'm curious to see Jordan Love. I don't want him. I would like to see what a full season's like with Jordan Love at some point.
And you are 100% correct. I've been... getting the notifications from, you know, Bleacher Report and the likes of them. Every single other, like, NFL fan thinks that Rodgers is going to sign as a free agent this offseason to Denver. When does anyone even bother to look at contractual, you know, stuff?
Yeah, nobody knows what the hell's going on.
So dumb. Well, save me from this world, Bart.
Have a great Thursday, Dave.
Have a good one.
All right. See you, buddy. Dave. Let's see. There is a tweet here from some account. Again, I don't... U Stadium? What the hell is... How am I seeing this stuff? They say, the assumption would be that Packers quarterback coach Luke Getsy would be promoted to offensive coordinator. Matt LaFleur said he'd prefer to promote from within. Getsy could be a logical choice. He also interviewed in Denver. Although Getsy could go with Hackett. Like, are we done? Like, Hackett left, and everyone's making the connection, oh, Rodgers will go there. But what about any of the coaches? Now, I would think that, all right, there was a great tweet, too, that Rodgers loves his superiors. But if Rodgers would want to go somewhere else, if he would have input on the trade, then probably Denver would be the spot. I would think that Rodgers, if he's going to leave, because it's very comfortable for him here, whether he admits that or not, and I think he has, but does he want to go into a completely new environment, new setting, new hallways, new drive to work? I think it would be good for him to have some consistency, to not have to, like, entirely learn a new playbook or change all of the lingo. So if it was up to Rodgers choosing, then maybe Denver's the spot. So maybe the Broncos, I don't know. I just think if you only hire, if you hired Hackett, if there were eight reasons you hired Hackett and one was he could bring us Rodgers, I think that's dumb. You got Denver, I hope they hired Nathaniel Hackett because they think he's the best fit for them, not, oh, we can get 1 year of Rodgers. I think that would be dumb. Spark Guy, 414-799-1250. What's up, buddy?
I think they did hire him for Rodgers. I know you.
Well, then I think that's dumb. I think that's dumb.
They feel like though they did it with Manning. They you know that was a move that's similar. But I mean, I think they did. I think that's just simply the reality. It's such a quarterback driven league.
So Nathaniel Hackett didn't get hired on his own accord. He just got hired because he knows Aaron Rodgers.
Kinda. I mean, isn't that how it works in the real world too?
You know what? I guess. I mean, what am I talking about? The NFL's there's full of nepotism and friends, and you know, no league promotes their buddies more than the NFL. So maybe you're onto that.
I think so. I got one, not bad, but like kind of more negative, and then a positive. I think that I'll start with the kind of the negative. I don't think any of this has to do. There's a lot of anxiety, a lot of feelings, right? About like what's going to happen. That's all we're talking about. I think it's all about what happened. You know, until people kind of come to terms with what happened, which is the year being a failure and him kind of hanging out everybody out to dry. He caused people to have to compromise what they think, kind of cheer for a bad guy, like all that stuff. And I think the prize at the end of the day was winning a Super Bowl. And instead, he just completely farted all over the place. Like, so it's like, I think that's the anxiety that's going on in Packer country. I think everyone kind of knows what's going to happen. But, and even if somehow he comes back to Green Bay, which is not happening, but even if he did, hypothetically, they're a worse team. So I just think that that's kind of what's driving the tone of people is still the regret of the last few years rather than worrying about the next few years, if that makes sense.
That we regretted that we rooted for the guy?
Regretted how it played out, you know? Like, I don't necessarily think people regret rooting for him. I think people should cheer for whatever team they are, and Rodgers could pretty much do anything, and if you're a Packer fan, you cheer for him. They're your team, you know what I mean? But I think he did cause people a lot more having to think about it, you know? If you, other than Favre and Rodgers, like, do you have to think about cheering for the Bucks? No, because Giannis is, like, a good dude, and, like, there's no reason to think he's a bad dude. Like, but he caused people to think about it, you know? And I don't think that they should regret that, but I think there's a lot of feelings caught up in that. So that's the bad thing. But I did have to think the good thing up. And you had said one good thing, being positive, that's how we should start the day. You said if somehow they have a blip in success, ticket prices will go down, and your kid will get to see the game for cheaper, right? That's a positive. The second positive I would say is the downsizing of the Packer industrial complex. All of these clowns that are just all over this content and putting out this nonsense, who, by the way, were the biggest Rodgers defenders and now all of a sudden have completely turned on him. All of that stuff. You know, maybe somebody who owns that house and does a podcast across the street from Lambeau, maybe he gets foreclosed as traffic goes down. I'd love to see him loading up his moving van with those receiver gloves on. But, like, all the podcasts, all the BS that feeds a lot of this, that would be downsized. There wouldn't be all these clowns spouting off, Bart.
Wow. Are you saying that there's too much Packers content?
Bad content.
Are you saying that every third person that I know in my life has a Packers podcast and none of them differentiate themselves from the other?
Bart, if there is a blip in success.
Is that what you're saying?
If there's a blip in success, maybe that 14-year-old who started a feud with you will have to go to junior college.
Are you saying that I tried to bust my ass to get to this job, but now in today's society, all you need to do is stick a microphone in your basement and be a cheerleader for the Packers, and you can get more fans than me?
There's a big difference, Bart, though. If you just stick a microphone and do a show from your basement, yeah, it does feel different. But if you go the traditional route like you did, you get to do it from your living room instead of your basement, and in your house you'll have two or three bars.
All right. Are one of those a tiki bar?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. I gotta have a tiki bar. All right, Spark Guy.
Have a good one, man.
All right, thanks, buddy. Yeah, I of all the things that Rodgers said the other day, you know, because Rodgers was on McAfee, and we talked about the football stuff. The one thing I really didn't like is how he just assumed everybody tuned into the game to root against him. Like that they wanted him to lose.
I know I did.
Like, nah, I don't know. I've rooted for him. He's my quarterback. But do you think there's people that like don't care about football that heard about Aaron Rodgers and, you know, don't like what he's doing and then watched on Saturday night and like cheered like,
well, okay, I know
just, like people have better things to do than root against you. I don't know. I just thought that was weird.
Well, and I saw a NFL reporter put out a video of all these negative tweets about Aaron Rodgers, and he's like, Aaron is out in the media more, and it's made him all the more hated, more so than he's ever been. I was like, I don't know if you've lived in the real world, dude, but outside of Packer Nation, a lot of people hate the Packers and hate Aaron Rodgers already. There are probably people already tuning in hoping the Packers would lose because they just hate the Packers. Not anything. Sure, Aaron Rodgers said some things that were polarizing that people disagreed with that maybe he, you know, turned a few people against him. It's not like everybody was turning the game on that was on the fence that, oh, I hate that Aaron Rodgers and everything he had to say. I hope he loses. There were already people that were doing that.
Yeah.
I think it's the same people that were doing that Aaron says the controversial stuff, and they said, oh, yeah, just another reason for me to dislike Aaron Rodgers on top of everything else I already dislike him for.
I just don't like, if you're going to be worried that people rooted against you, how about like think of the Packer fans that rooted for you, that you let down, not the people that rooted against. I just don't like the whole tone of his, he like wants to be a victim. I got a tweet here, or a text rather. I just do not know what number this is coming from. Interesting. But the text says, so Rodgers is going to meet up in Denver with the offensive coordinator who couldn't come up with a game plan other than to throw the ball to Davante Adams so he can get bounced in the playoffs. LOL, stop. Plus, in that division, good luck. The more I think about it, I bet Rodgers comes back. You can walk to the playoffs. It's the NFC North. It is still his best path. Yeah, that's why I said, is Rodgers even tradable the other day? Like, if you're going to trade him to the AFC, if you're going to trade him to Denver, Denver's got to go against the Chiefs and the Chargers and the Raiders. The Raiders are good for 8-9 wins. I think the Chargers make the playoffs next year under Herbert, and then the Chiefs are going to win another Super Bowl probably. So you're in that division?
Well, and to your point, you said you don't think he can get in quarterback duels with guys like Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. So do you want to go to a division of Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, and Derek Carr? You know, and you can talk about Derek Carr all you want, but he's better than having to go up against Kirk Cousins, Justin Fields, and whoever the Lions start, maybe Jared Goff again. I mean,
Derek Carr would easily be the second best quarterback in this division.
If you want to have a cakewalk, the NFC North is it.
Yeah.
I mean, so if Aaron Rodgers is worried about his legacy, he's worried about playoff success, he's worried about all these different things, because I don't think at this point for Aaron it's about money. I think it's about his legacy. Then good luck trying to fix your legacy in the AFC. Good luck going up against Patrick Mahomes twice a year, Justin Herbert twice a year, Derek Carr twice a year, and trying to win that division, much less making a run in the playoffs. I'm not saying you can't get it done, but it's a whole lot easier in the NFC.
John's in Franklin, 414-799-1250. Hey, Johnny.
Yeah, good morning, boys.
What's up?
Well, the conversation continues. The aftermath of this mess.
Yeah. I'm getting a lot of sleep this week, actually, because I'm not, like, trying to figure out what I'm going to talk about every day. I just go to bed and wake up, and I just say Rodgers.
Well, to your previous caller's point, I'm one of those clowns that's changed his opinion. I've vacillated this season. Initially, at the start of the season, my take was, I don't see any way, shape, or form this debacle that was our offseason could end up totaling up to a Super Bowl victory. I didn't see it. And then all of a sudden, MVP Rodgers number two basically comes out in a role late in his career. And I'm a believer again. And I don't apologize for that. I bought in. And I still believe we were the better team. But being the better team on the football field on a snowy, cold Saturday obviously doesn't always amount to a victory, as we're all trying to wrap our minds around. But here's the problem for Rodgers. When you're the smartest guy in the room, when your life is a beautiful mystery for us all to figure out, when you hold yourself atop the mountain, well, then you need to perform when the lights are the brightest. And, you know, you don't have to throw 500 yards up there. But to shrink, he shrunk. He looked like the guy that couldn't play in the cold. Say what you want to say about Favre, but that guy could play in the cold. And I know all we think about is the interception with the Giants. But there was a hell of a lot of throws and a hell of a lot of cold weather games that he played well, very well. And I understand he threw a lot of interceptions. Threw a hell of a lot of touchdowns, too. I love that guy. And I had the same decision that, you know, we're going to have again. You know, you're pitted quarterback versus team. You know, who do you love? Well, I learned a long time ago, as much as I enjoy the performance of any player on this team, ultimately I'm a Packer fan. And moving forward, the way that loss went down, Bart, I don't see how you come back to Green Bay from that. I'm not seeing it. I kind of hope I'm wrong, but he reverted back to just throwing to Devontae, you know, locking on to one guy instead of running the offense, which brought about early last season like a change in him, where he was led one of the best offenses in the NFL by getting other people involved and not just locking on to one guy. I don't understand passing up Lazard on that third down. All we needed was a field goal. That's all we needed. We didn't need the headlines. We didn't need a throw to top all the throws that we saw from the aspiring young quarterbacks, especially the ones in the AFC. You don't have to be better than them, man. All you had to do is complete a pass to Lazard, and we're right outside of field goal range. John, and we're not all complaining and crying all week.
Here's I haven't really listened to this fully, but this is you in a promo from July 28th. John and Franklin's on the phone.
I see this guy shuffling across the parking lot in his backpack and his Thunder Mufflin T-shirt, and I'm not finding Super Bowl inspiration. I just see this whole thing imploding. A house divided cannot stand.
John and Franklin, look at you.
Bringing it. That's what I try to do. But my takes are lame now because I'm just a whining little crybaby like everybody else because we're all heartbroken at the demise of a team that we thought could get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do with this, Bart, but talking helps, and we do appreciate your forum.
Well, I'm happy to have one for you to be a part of. Thanks, John.
I'm out.
John and Franklin. Just saw this, too, from the NFL Network. Mike Garafolo saying that the Broncos will be interested to request offensive line coach and run game coordinator Adam Stenovich to be an offensive coordinator with Nathaniel Hackett now in Denver. So, again, if he doesn't poach Rodgers, Hackett could be poaching some of the guys from LaFleur's staff. We'll talk some college hoops. You want to talk about poaching the Badgers football team? It would be the game. It'd be the biggest game changer since they hired Barry Alvarez. If they could get Caleb Williams to transfer from Oklahoma to Wisconsin, how real is that? We'll talk with Don Wachilis coming up.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer. We are brought to you by Scrub-a-Dub and their Scrub Club. Hard to say, easy to use. You can wash your car every day. If you choose, it's a low, low price, starting at just $13 a month. The Scrub-a-Dub Scrub Club at any local Scrub-a-Dub location. Sign up at scrubadub.biz. That's going to save you money. How often you end up washing your cars during whatever the hell this weather is. And I try to get a car wash at a regular place. It is like $13. But if you get in that Scrub Club, it's just $13 a month to wash your car every day, if you would like. Scrubadub.biz, locations all over Milwaukee. So there's news this morning that Nathaniel Hackett is going to be the coach of the Denver Broncos. Packers offensive coordinator, hired by Denver, the first hire of this coaching cycle. And then there's a lot of speculation that, like, oh, does this mean Aaron Rodgers is going there? Who's going there? And I'm like, don't make crazy connections. Don't, like, trip over yourself trying to justify these connections. What are you doing? You'd be a crazy person. And then on the other side of my mouth, as we bring in Don Wachilis at the College Sports Show tonight, I'm like, well, Caleb Williams' friend's dad is the offensive coordinator now with the Badgers. And Russell Wilson. I mean, if Caleb Williams came to Wisconsin to play quarterback in this transfer portal, not only would he come, you would think others would come. This would be... I mean, in terms of defining program moments, this would be the biggest thing since they hired Barry Alvarez.
It, to me, Bart, would be the equivalency of Reggie White when he went to Green Bay. I mean, it would be that big to think that you would get a five-star quarterback, a quarterback that was number one in his class, who became the biggest name in the transfer portal, and then decided to come to Wisconsin out of nowhere, because I don't think up until about 3-4 days ago, anybody contemplated somebody of this caliber even thinking about coming to Wisconsin. It's nice to think about. I really don't think it's going to happen, but it does at least put the Badger program in the forefront a little bit, and it's got to at least help as far as recruiting goes in the future.
Well, and it's already college football world's upside down. They're like, Wisconsin? Well, no, he's got to go to USC. He's got to go to Wisconsin, even though they're a top 10 program of the last 10 years record-wise. I mean, Wisconsin wins football games. And I love that there's some involvement, apparently, with Russell Wilson, because he played here for the year, then he left, and then everybody, like, has turned on him. And he's still trying to help out Wisconsin. Do you, like, realistically... Is it even 10%, do you think? Because I'm really getting, like, I'd rather have Caleb Williams be a Badger than Aaron Rodgers a Packer.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Breaking news on the Bart Winkler show right there.
I'm going to poll that. That's got to be a poll question.
I think so. Throw that one up on social media. It's less than 10%. I would be shocked. If Caleb Williams comes to Wisconsin, Bart, first round of golf this year's on me. I'll just put it that way. It's just, I don't think it's going to happen, but at least it's fun to talk about.
Okay, well, if that happens, we're going to play somewhere nice.
I figured that. Once that came out, I'm like, okay, yeah.
I love the county park system, but we're going to, like, U Ridge or something.
Yeah, that would be just fine. We could celebrate Caleb Williams coming to Wisconsin by playing University Ridge.
Yeah, that'd be good. All right, I'm in. Speaking of Wisconsin, the Badgers basketball team still playing very well. They had a slip-up against Michigan State, but they're without Tyler Wall in that game. I still think, like, everything is on the up-and-up for this Badgers team. They got an interesting game today. COVID pushed it back to today against Nebraska. That game's at 4 o'clock this afternoon. I don't know if Wall's going to be able to play yet again or not, but that just shows you, I mean, like Johnny Davis is good, Tyler Wall, you need the whole team for this team to have a special run.
We always talk in the NBA, you need a big three. Well, you need the same concept, at least within college basketball, and you have that at Wisconsin with Tyler Wall and Johnny Davis and Davison in the backcourt. It showed against Michigan State, not having Tyler Wall, not having his presence down low, what they could do defensively to kind of curtail the Badger offense. So once Wall gets back and we're back with our three, so to speak, again, it's a formidable team. It's amazing to think right now that with Wisconsin and with Marquette, they each have candidates in what could be the Big Ten Player of the Year and the Big East Player of the Year in Justin Lewis as far as Marquette goes.
Yeah, Lewis had a good night last night. Marquette, they won 7 in a row now, beating Seton Hall a couple of times. Villanova on the road, massive win for them, big win against Xavier. I mean, I thought, you know, when Shaka Smart came here, people thought, all right, he'll turn this program around. But I don't think anybody expected it this quickly.
No, I thought we were going to have at least a year of up and down, working our way through the Big East. And then next year, you would hope that with recruiting and getting his culture in place, that things would settle in. But it's happened much quicker. And this seven-game winning streak is completely, I think, unexpected by a lot, maybe with the exception of those inside that locker room. I mean, going into this stretch, we were talking on our show about if they could win two or three, that would be remarkable. And yet they're just rolling through right now, winning seven in a row and looking virtually unstoppable and being able at least to hit and sustain when you get those down points in the game. I mean, Seton Hall last night made a couple of runs to get back in that thing, and Marquette didn't fold. They were able to hold on and keep the lead and end up coming away, as we were just saying, with their seventh straight win.
And doesn't this always seem to happen, though? I mean, around here, like, I just feel like every year it's like, oh, the Badgers aren't going to be this good, and, you know, Marquette, they might struggle to get in. I mean, you know, you take a couple of years out, they're always 18, 19 win programs for the most part. They find themselves in a tournament. We always underestimate the teams, and then they always surprise us, which I guess is better than overestimating and then being disappointed in them, Packers. But we always seem to do this around here.
Well, you could throw the Badger football team in. I mean, we had a lot of hope coming into the football season about what they could do, and we ended up being, as you just alluded to, disappointed. And going into the basketball season, not knowing how Johnny Davis would be in his sophomore campaign, not knowing what Shaka Smart was going to be able to do in his first season at Marquette, you're right. We go in surprised, and I'd rather, as you said, I'd rather be surprised than disappointed as the season wears on.
What do we got primed up? Because tonight is the College Sports Show. We normally talk to you on Tuesdays. Tonight you guys have the show again at 6 o'clock. What are we doing tonight? What's the plan?
Well, we obviously will recap the Badger basketball game because it should be wrapping up just as we come on the air. We'll talk with Eric Haslam from Haslametrics. We'll get the analytics as far as college basketball goes at this point in the season. And then we'll talk with Matt Lewis, the head coach at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh. We've got three teams right now in the top 25, Oshkosh being one of them. And again, as the WEAC winds down, it's going to be fun when they get to their tournament to see who gets that automatic bid to the Division III tournament.
Yeah, I saw that's competitive. Aren't our Eagles up there, lacrosse?
Yeah, we're in the top 25 as well. Platteville, Oshkosh, lacrosse, all in the top 25. And I would suspect that Whitewater, within a week, if they keep playing the way they are, will creep in as well. Just a really competitive WEAC once again and playing some really good basketball here in the state.
Don, appreciate you. We'll be tuning in tonight. You can catch that here on 1250 AM The Fan, obviously the Odyssey app as well. You have a great Thursday. We'll talk next week.
Bart, Toby, appreciate you. Thanks.
Don Wachilis, College Sports Show. You find that 6 o'clock Thursdays, which is today, here on The Fan. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan, you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started today at greatmidwestbank.com. All right, I did put the poll up, and I'm expecting it to be a bloodbath in terms of what people are going to vote for. What would you rather have, Caleb Williams to Madison or Rodgers back in Green Bay? And why I think it will be a bloodbath is because of the first comment on this poll from Aaron. He says, am I a bad sports fan because I don't know what the first option means? So you got to look around here. Like, the Badgers, we like them. The Packers are, I mean, the Packers are, it's what we do. And then the Bucs and the Brewers. And you can rank, normally you rank those top three in a certain order. And if somebody ranks the Badgers in their top three, they either really hate one of the other teams, or like they like the Cubs or something, or they went to the school. Like a normal, I think, no offense to Badger fans, but I think a normal Wisconsin sports fan that doesn't have a top three of Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks in some order, or Packers, Brewers, and Bucks, yikes, Packers, Brewers, and Bucks in some order, like there's something wrong with you. Like, I love the Badgers, dude. I do love the Badgers. And I love, you know, Saturdays there and, you know. But they're still, like, college doesn't do it for me like the pros does. So if I put a poll up, Caleb Williams to Madison or Rodgers back in Green Bay, what would you rather have? But, yeah, Toby, I got to be honest with you. If I could pick one, I think just because of how insane it would be. Like, Rodgers back in Green Bay is status quo. Getting a transfer like Caleb Williams to Madison would just, that would take that program and that experience to a whole new level. I want to see that.
Well, and Caleb Williams coming to Madison would mean that not only is he here for this season, but he's here for the next season as well, because he was a true freshman this past season. He showed a lot of promise, especially if you were able to watch.
Well, unless he portals again.
I doubt. If he's going to go somewhere that he can stay. I mean, he obviously he went to Oklahoma to be with Lincoln Riley.
Caleb Williams, when he's introed on Sunday Night Football, is going to be like, Caleb Williams, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, USC, Notre Dame.
Caleb Williams, the entire Big Ten.
Yeah, Caleb Williams, Big Ten West.
But, no, I mean, I think if he came here, it'd be so different for Badgers fans, because for Wisconsin fans, a lot of times you're looking, all right, let's win the Big Ten. Maybe we can get in the playoff. But chances are it's just let's get in a good bowl game and let's hopefully get to the Big Ten title game and at least give ourselves a shot at that. And, you know, chances are you'll probably get steamrolled by Ohio State. But if you get a guy like Caleb Williams to come to Wisconsin, it's no longer just about trying to get that Big Ten title. It's truly about winning a national title. You get a quarterback that I think if you look around the country right now at quarterbacks at their colleges, there's only two I could think of that would say, all right, we would pass on Caleb Williams because we're happy with our quarterback right now. And that would be Ohio State with Stroud and Alabama with Bryce Young. Is anyone else going to say no to Caleb Williams?
No.
I don't think so. And if you get a quarterback of that caliber to come to Wisconsin to go along with now 18-year-old Braylon Allen, good luck.
Yeah, he is 18 now. Good job. We're about 50 votes in. It's 50-50. What would you rather have? Caleb Williams to Madison or Rodgers back in Green Bay? Wow. Wow, what a great question. I'm the best. No, it is pretty easy. I mean, anyone could have thought of that. But
that's a good question, because you want to see the same old with Rodgers back in Green Bay and not sure, or do you want to see the new thing with Caleb Williams?
Are you surprised that I would say Caleb Williams?
No. Go back and play that Monday promo from Monday. No, I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah, fair.
I'd probably lean Rodgers. But I prefer the NFL to college football anyway. So.
Well, me too. But my God, this would be insane. It would be insane. It'd be like Patrick Baldwin Jr. coming to Milwaukee and then being hurt the entire season. Yeah, that's a kind of a bummer. 414-799-1250. Ryan Wood in 20 minutes.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.